County Advisory Committee on Aging. Subcommittees will meet at 9 o'clock, followed by the regular meeting at 10 o'clock at the West Complex in Georgetown. Mr. Ken Bach will be discussing CHEERS strategic plan. Next, community development and housing, public hearing and meeting dates. Attached is a copy of the public hearing and meeting schedule for the Sussex County Community Development and Housing Program. These meetings discussions will occur regarding funding requests for housing renovations and or eligible infrastructure within each of the noted towns. The Sussex County Community Development Housing Division attends and participates in each meeting. Town of Georgetown Blueprint Community, we are pleased to congratulate the Town of Georgetown on being selected a blueprint community in the state of Delaware. Attached is information. Blueprint communities are eligible for funding assistance for planning and special projects within their town. Ms. Julie Wheatley is here if you have any questions on that. Councilman Vance Phillips Recovery, and this is sort of similar to what Mr. Wilson earlier said. Councilman Vance Phillips has been transferred to Jefferson Health Systems McGee Rehab Hospital in Philadelphia. Councilman Phillips has begun therapy at this rehab center in Philly. The attached press release provides addresses. As noted in the press release, Mr. Phillips said, "I continue to be overwhelmed with the outpouring of support from the good people of Delaware. The prayers I am receiving are sustaining my recovery and give me great hope for the future." And finally, holiday schedule. The Sussex County Council will not meet on next Tuesday, November 22nd, in honor of Thanksgiving. The next regularly scheduled meeting will be November 29 at 10 a.m. County offices will be closed on November 24th and November 25th for the Thanksgiving holiday, and then they will reopen at 8:30 a.m. on Monday, November 28th. Thank you.
Any questions, Mr. Baker? I think just as a sidebar also, I've been informed that the 22nd that council will not meet is in honor of Thanksgiving, but primarily in honor of George Cole's birthday.
And a small gifts would be highly appreciated.
Gifts can be dropped off to the county building when we're mailed to our address.
Something I can easily carry home, something small.
Yeah, when you donate.
Can be expensive, but just something
yeah,
small.
Yeah, and the pod building. That's right.
The pod.
I tell the staff, we can get you guys. Pass the word.
Susan Webb, proposed loan resolution.
Thank you. I have a resolution today for Woodlands of Millsboro. The sewer district, we're talking about sewer district, is already online, went on about this time last year. However, I'm getting ready to close the USDA bonds, and they require not only an ordinance for the debt, which has already been approved, but a resolution. This issuance is for $90,000 of general obligation bonds for the construction of the Woodlands of Millsboro Sanitary Sewer District with USDA. These bonds were used to finance a portion of the cost of construction of this project and will be sold to USDA. It was also financed with state bonds and state grant money from the federal stimulus package. These bonds are backed by the county's full faith and credit, and expected that the debt service will be paid from the revenues of the Woodlands District. The terms of the bonds, they will not exceed 40 years. The rate is anticipated at 2.625. $90,000 loan, and we also received a $402,953 grant from them. The state revolving fund debt has already been closed, and this bond issue is within the legal debt limit of the county, and this will wrap that all the financing up for that sewer district.
Any questions of Mrs. Webb?
Sounds like we've got some good grants there. Great.
Yes, it was very favorable with the federal.
Do you have a motion?
Yes,
good
I
job.
Do. I have a resolution. A resolution of Sussex County Council authorizing and providing for the incurrence of indebtedness for the purpose of providing a portion of the cost of acquiring, constructing, and improving and extending the sewer for the Woodlands County Sewer District for Sussex County.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Jim Hicken. Industrial Park Lease, Cooper Baring.
Good morning.
Morning. Morning.
I'm here this morning to ask your approval of a lease with a new tenant for the industrial park.
Congratulations.
It's a good thing. The company is Cooper Baring's. It's a As I said in your packet last week, there are a remanufacturer of bearings and journal boxes for rail cars and locomotives. This morning, I have Kevin Foster and Fred Duraski from Cooper Bearings that are here. Ask them just to kind of introduce the company to you and tell you what they have planned for the industrial park, and then I'll go over the lease with you when they're done.
Morning.
Morning.
Did they treat you right?
Who, Jim?
Yes.
My name's Kevin Foster. I'm with Power Rail Distribution. Cooper Bearing is a Power Rail Distribution company. This is Fred Duraski. Fred is our general manager and runs the show over at Cooper Bearings. If you're interested, I brought some catalogs that explains what Power Rail, if you do me the favor. What Power Rail does, obviously we sell locomotive parts. Like we like to say, everything from the track to the stack, Power Rail Distribution can do. And Cooper Bearing is a vital member of the Power Rail family. Power Rail, we bought Cooper Bearing back in 2007. So we've been there a while already. Business has been good. It has been progressing. We have outgrown our building now. Business has been good. We received some contracts with New Jersey Transit, with Chicago Transit, Norfolk Southern Railroad, which we consider a class one. And we also provide to a lot of the short lines also Hyatt Journal boxes and various other products. If you go to page 47 in your Power Rail catalog, that is the Cooper Bearing page. And we'll get into it a little more of what Cooper Bearing does. Like I said, we remanufacture, so we're a very green company. Actually, the railroad industry is a very green industry as far as remanufacturing. We also have a plant down in Georgia where we remanufacture all electrical components like contactors and contacts and good stuff like that. Like I said, we received a new contract this year with Norfolk Southern Railroad, which is a major player in the rail industry, which has enabled Cooper Bearing to grow. We have six new hires in 2011. Four of those six are new positions that were created. We have just outgrown our building. We're excited to stay here in Sussex County. We've been successful, and it's limitless, our possibility there, and where we can expand to. We're looking at anywhere from 6 to 10 new employees once we get our foot down and get settled in the year 2012 in our business plan. Any questions or?
Any questions, Council?
I'm glad you chose us.
Mr. Baker.
Their plan is to build on this site at the industrial park, and we certainly want to welcome Cooper Bearings to our industrial park, and I know the County Council looks forward to working with you in the future. And so we certainly want to encourage new employment, and I know you know Ms. Julie Wheatley, who our economic development director, is always available.
They're
to
dancing.
Help.
Yes, we've been in touch. And, yeah. Absolutely.
Are you a parts handler, or do you manufacture some of these parts?
We actually do manufacture some of our parts. In the beginning of the catalog, you'll see where we have enhancements. We started out as just a distributor. And not to get really into it, but in the rail industry, it was funny. People would go to the gaskets for one thing and the liners or whatever, and the contacts or something else. For we were actually the first to introduce buy it all at the same place. We just purchased a building in Pennsylvania where our office is, where we're starting to manufacture our own parts. Basically because we're tired of depending on our suppliers, and also with our engineering sourcing, we have come up with better ideas that we get approval. So yes, we are a distributor, but we are manufacturing also.
Where's Cooper Bearing currently? Is it
out on Zora Road?
Okay, that one. Okay, right. That's what I thought. Okay, so
I'll give you a tour sometime, George.
All right. Good. Thank you.
Lunch is on.
Lunch is on sale.
Mm-hmm. You're chicken.
If you don't mind, I'll just briefly go over some of the terms of the lease. The lot that we're talking about is what we're calling Lot 25A. This is between the water plant and what everybody calls the old Edge Hill buildings, where Pat's is operating right now. It's a little over 2 acres. It's a 30-year initial term of the lease, and then 3 5-year options. And the county does have part of that option for those 3 5-year options. The rent is $7,000 an acre. Which comes out to $14,910 for the year. And this is a fair market value rent. As you know, that's one of the requirements of our FAA grants, is to charge fair market value in the industrial park. So we're happy to be doing that. And the rent will go up every 5 years by the CPI. The lease allows them to use the property for what he just told you they were going to use it for. And any other use of the property will require your approval. There's some insurance requirements that were recommended by an insurance consultant. There's no subletting or signing of the lease without your approval. It's basically a triple net lease. We provide them the land, and they provide everything else. They're responsible for the improvements, providing utilities, paying for utilities, et cetera. And then there are some FAA provisions in there that are required because it is an airport lease. Unless you have any questions, I have a
motion. Questions, Mr. Hicken?
Sounds good.
Have a motion, sir.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorizes the council president to execute the lease agreement with Cooper Bearings, Inc. for lot 25A in the Sussex County Industrial Park as presented by Jim Hicken, Director, Sussex County Airport and Industrial Park on November 15th, 2011.
So moved.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? I will take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Much success.